Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Gugu, in the third iteration of the budget speech, the minister came through and I suppose he was trying to make up for the shortfall in the budget by increasing the fuel levy. It has an effect of 16 cents per rand, basically. Per litre increase. But he then told us that we shouldn't worry because fuel would be going down. And as we know, this happens on the evening of the first Tuesday every month. So the Central Energy Fund has crunched their numbers. What are we looking at?
Well, it does seem to be quite marginal right now, and it really does follow the commentary that we heard from the MPC just last week. We might recall we saw a stunning 25 basis point cut in the interest rate just last week, which definitely comes as a way of relieving, offering relief for consumers, but also, I guess, anticipation of the fact that South Africa's economy will see a slowdown. So we do need to see us bolstering some kind of economic growth, largely from the consumer spending point. But looking at the numbers, this coming Wednesday, as you correctly state, the fuel levy increase will come into effect, and we do see it between a range of 3.85 rand a litre to around 4 rand per litre for both grades of petrol as well as diesel, respectively. Now, from what we understand, this will at least help generate about 4 billion rand into our national coffers, despite the fact that we did see this reach below targets from the proposed VAT increase of about 0.5%. Speaking of the proposed VAT increase as well, it does seem as though many other organizations, including FMCG, fast-moving consumer goods manufacturers, including the Consumer Goods Council itself of South Africa, have actually come forward to still encourage National Treasury to continue to improve and expand the list of zero-rated VAT items despite the withdrawal of the proposed VAT increase, and are essentially saying that this shouldn't be used as a barter program, but still rather offering consumers a heightened level of relief. So many moving parts when it comes to what goes into the inflationary pressures, the cost pressures that we're experiencing as South Africans, how National Treasury is still trying to make up for its financial shortfalls. But overall, it does seem as though for some time, we might have some smooth sailing as consumers.
We hope it lasts a very long time.
Yep. Yeah, it's needed.
100%. Mail and Guardian going to be laying off some of their workers.
Yeah, and as I read the story this morning, Sizwe, it just reminded me of the topics we covered last year when it came to a few news agencies from Media 24. Remember the closure of City Press, Rapport, Bild, as well as Daily Sun?
Yes.
Well, that was largely on the back of the fact that those particular newspaper outlets, and even when you look at the printing environment, just weren't finding sustainable models in order to remain relevant in business. Mail and Guardian also has a very similar history in terms of being a dominant player in the print environment. It's since switched its strategy to be a more of a digital counterpart in the media industry, but even that is also finding some challenges. So from what we understand, we do see that all of their staff members have received Section 189 notices, which essentially implements that there will be potentially retrenchments impacting everyone within the news organization. We have yet to see how they'll right-size the business, but leadership at the organization has made it very clear that they continue to struggle with their commercial model and are still looking at alternative ways of finding a viable solution to delivering the news content that they have, but still making it financially viable in the long term. So we're in for interesting times when it comes to the media environment in South Africa.
Yeah. You know, I obviously don't know what their model is, but in sales, you sell eyeballs or you sell ears. So if, for example, you own a radio station, the number of listeners is important. TV, the number of viewers is important. If you put your articles behind a paywall, you limit the number of people that have access to it. And so I can't see that you can then go to a client and tell them, hey, we're trying to sell ad space on this very limited platform because it's behind a paywall. So maybe that's all we need to look at first. Make the news highly accessible and only then try to monetize.
And you know what? That's been a challenge that a lot of entrepreneurs in the media space have been struggling with in South Africa. Many actually argue that our market is a little bit too small versus what we see with counterparts in Europe as well as the US. But 100%, it definitely is calling for a significant shift just in terms of the delivery of news, the or reaching targets with audiences, but also making sure that you're on a platform where your news will not be compromised. As we're well aware, we've also covered conversations around how Google have also been, drawing articles from many of these publications and not necessarily reporting it back as their news. So that also brings about another issue into contestation.
And so what are the markets looking like?
Markets will open up from 94,330 points today. Currency-wise, we've managed to hold our own despite the very busy news week we had last week. 17.95 is where we're trading to the US dollar, 24.23 to the British pound, and now 20.42 against the euro.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.